It's 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Investigators are piecing together the life of a Somali-born man who drove his car into a group of fellow students at Ohio State University yesterday, then began stabbing people with a butcher knife.
Ohio State University police naming student Abdul Razak Ali Artan as the OSU attacker. A U.S. official telling CNN Artan was a legal permanent resident originally from Somalia who came to the U.S. in 2014 via Pakistan. Authorities now looking into posts he made on his Facebook page, expressing grievances about crimes against Muslims posted moments before the attack, saying, quote, I am sick and tired of seeing my fellow Muslim brothers and sisters being killed and tortured, and I can't take it anymore.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. Word is this morning that only 5 people have survived a charter jet crash in the Colombian mountains overnight. 76 other people were killed.
Among the survivors, there are 2 players of Chapecoense, a soccer team from southern Brazil. Another survivor is a member of the crew. The plane carrying 72 passengers and 9 crew members, 81 people total, before it crashed southeast of the city of Medellin, Colombia.
Correspondent Rafael Romo. The framework is now set around D.C.'s paid family leave bill, which will be one of the most generous of its kind in the country.
Anyone who works in the district could get up to 11 weeks of paid leave to care for a newborn and 8 weeks to help an ailing family member. It'd be funded through a 0.62% payroll tax on employers. It's well below the original proposal of 1%. A component allowing for paid time off to care for one's own medical problems was taken off to get there. Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Dinegar is worried the district will keep adding on to this over time like they have with other workforce-related bills.
We're already beginning to see that companies are not giving the District of Columbia their first look. They're actually looking at Fairfax and Arlington and Montgomery County.
The council set to give its preliminary vote next week. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Workers at Reagan National and Dulles Airports are planning a noontime rally today as they make their case for a $15 an hour wage. Larry Engelstein is Executive Vice President of the Service Employees International Union.
Many of these workers are treated by their employer as tipped employees and earn what is termed a sub-minimum wage, as low as $6.75 an hour. That's not really something that you can support yourself on.
Today's rally is part of a larger national campaign called Fight for 15. Rain is in the forecast for the next couple of days, and that's a very good thing, says National Weather Service forecaster Matthew Elliott.
We're in the kind of the moderate drought area. You know, that just means if we weren't to see, rainfall over the next, few weeks to month, that could just worsen.
Elliott says we've not had measurable rain around here in about a month. Our full Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. A husband and wife from D.C. have been arrested and charged with killing the woman's stepfather in New Jersey. Prosecutors in New Jersey say Lewis Norwood and Daphne Conklin Norwood were arrested in Alabama. D.C. police officers need to clean up their language, says a new report from the district's police complaints board. Their report criticizes foul language and name-calling by police officers and suggests that the police department work on the issue to improve community relations. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,098, the Nasdaq at 5369. Sports Monday Night Football, the Packers beat the Eagles. NBA, the Wizards beat Sacramento in overtime. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, if you're heading toward BWI Airport, northbound Baltimore Washington Parkway, allow extra time. The crash is going to be northbound BW Parkway right as you come up to Route 100. Right now, they've temporarily just stopped traffic here, trying to rearrange some of the vehicles. Southbound, you're rubbernecking, so everybody approaching 100 on the BW quite slow. Southbound through Laurel, still have the heavy volume. 95 on the approach to the outer loop of the Beltway, stop and go around to Georgia Avenue. Getting through Wheaton and Glenmont, the crash had been southbound Georgia Avenue, south of Randolph Road, but looks like lanes have been reopened. It's a little bit better there. Still jammed in through town. The westbound freeway to try to get toward Northern Virginia, the crash before the outbound 14th Street Bridge. They're trying to get that confined out of the travel lane off to that narrow shoulder, but DC 295 just jammed each direction to try to get, again, onto the westbound freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have some showers around, damp pavement this morning, and might make some puddles second half of the day. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 66, a south breeze, 15 to 25 miles an hour. 60 degrees tonight, showers and thunder showers becoming likely again after midnight after a break early. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow, still a chance of showers in the afternoon, breezy and mild, up to 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Alexandria, 47 in Kensington, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Donald Trump blasts CNN for doubting his voter fraud claims. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk coming up in about 30 minutes. Tucker Carlson, he's got that new show on Fox. It's such a big hit. He'll join us at 7:35. And then at 8:35, it's the one, the only Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
When you go to... When you go to buy a car right now, you have to go to a dealer, right? That's just how it's done. But Tesla, the manufacturer of the very expensive all-electric automobile that many people are enchanted by and want to own, they want to do it a little differently, and they have been doing it differently. They want to shrug off that whole dealership model and sell directly to consumers, and they've been doing it, and they've been doing it pretty well. But some states have laws that prohibit it, and Virginia has become ground zero lately for this fight between the dealership associations and Tesla. Joining us right now to discuss this and what's going on in the Commonwealth is Laura Vazella, Washington Post reporter, who wrote about this yesterday. So there's a basic question here. Tesla, the company, makes this product, and they want to be able to go to market directly to consumers. Why shouldn't they be able to do that? What's the argument against that?
Hi. Well, for years and years, the state law in Virginia, and actually like most states, prevents cars from car makers from selling directly to consumers. And in part, those laws were passed to protect the franchisees from being undersold by the manufacturer. So say you go and set up a Honda dealership, and then the company decides to undercut you and sell directly to consumers. That would put you out of business in a hurry. And there is also some concern that, say, if a car dealer goes out of business, or you just have trouble with your car, you'd have someone local to go to help you with your service, or
right,
to fight some sort of warranty battle.
But in this case, it's not the same, right?
Well, there certainly aren't any existing dealers to undercut. That's for sure. I guess the auto dealers would argue that Tesla could go belly up, and then people would be left holding the bag. But there are plenty of Tesla buyers out there who are glad to buy directly from the company, and they're not necessarily complaining about this. And today, you can actually go online and buy a Tesla online in any state. It's just the physical store that would violate state law. And people obviously want to take it for a test drive, and you have some strange situations where they've set up galleries in some places, including McLean, before they got their store, where people can go and look at the cars and ask all about them, but they can't discuss price, and they can't take it out for a test drive.
Wow. Well, and it looks as if the dealers are well politically organized. I mean, they've given a lot of money to politicians in the state over the years, like $4 million in campaign contributions, according to your article, a lot of gifts over the past 10 years. So it's going to be hard to undo that. How difficult do you think it is going to be for Tesla to win this argument?
Well, it remains to be seen. They didn't prevail with the on the first go round when they went to just straight up to the state.
Right.
Commissioner turned them down, but they did file a lawsuit, and then that was under a settlement brokered by then Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. They got permission for this this one store that they do have in Tyson's.
Right. Isn't part of the problem here that, I mean, the Teslas originally were very expensive cars. Dealers weren't all that worried about it because there were just a few people who could afford them.
Right.
But now we're talking about products that are going to be within the range of average consumers, and now all of a sudden the car dealers are really worried.
That certainly could be part of it, and it remains to be seen whether how the legislature will line up. It's certainly not a classic Republican versus Democrat issue, but as they get into more modestly priced vehicles, it's more of a threat.
Well, it seems to me, rather than being a Republican Democrat issue, it's more of a free market versus government intervention in the market kind of issue. I mean, here in Maryland, or there in Maryland, I should say, since we're in the district here, Governor Larry Hogan last year, who has tried to position Maryland as an incredibly business-friendly state, he has signed a law allowing Tesla to sell directly to consumers in Maryland. So think about this for a minute. Virginia right now, freedom-loving Virginia, actually has more restrictions on how Tesla can go to market, or any auto manufacturer can go to market, than big government restrictive Maryland. And that's a major issue here, isn't it, Laura? Because if I live in Northern Virginia and I can't buy a Tesla, I'm just going to drive 20 minutes across the river and I'm going to buy it in Maryland.
Sure, right. We do have nearby states that allow it. So, yeah, you'll lose that revenue. So we'll see how that plays out.
I don't understand the philosophy, again, and I know you said it had to do with franchisees being undermined by the manufacturer, but there will be no Tesla franchisees, no Tesla dealerships. So how can a government say to a manufacturer, okay, we know you make this product and we know there's a demand for this product, but we're going to tell you how you can go to market with that product? That's a fundamental disruption in our free market system, isn't it?
Definitely, it is an oddity, and it's something that has governed auto sales for a long time. But when you look at it on the face of it, and you think, "What? I can't. There's a product that I could make that I couldn't sell directly." It is a surprise, and yet it's actually not anything that's unique to Virginia. It's actually more than norm than not. That doesn't mean it shouldn't change. It's, you know, in part there have been a lot of things like Uber, the newer technologies that have shaken up the way people have done things that,
right,
you know, may or may not fly.
Well, where's the governor all this? Because, I mean, he's supposed to be a big green energy guy.
Oh, he loves those electric cars. Yeah. He's got his past history with those.
He probably wishes people were lining up to buy those green tech autos the way they are, the Teslas. But he's taking a wait and see attitude kind of thing. He's not taking a
like a politician.
No bold stand from Governor McAuliffe. All right, we won't drag you into that, Laura Vizzella. Laura Vizzella, reporter from Washington Post, not pundit or opinion giver, but we do appreciate you giving us the facts on this battle that's brewing in the Old Dominion.
Yeah,
thanks,
Laura. Greatly appreciate it. Good stuff.
Bye-bye. This is, and again, I love these kind of topics because it's not blue state, red state.
It's not Republican, Republican.
It's just logic and common sense. I make a product. Yeah. I spend a lot of money with it. I've got a demand for it. People want to buy it. But the government is forcing me to use these dealerships. I would love to have somebody from the Dealership Association to come on. They're very vocal about this.
I'm sure that will not be hard to
explain exactly why they are forcing this and encumbering the free market with their agenda.
Well, I think the Uber analogy is really good because I'm with Uber. Right. I mean, it was new, it was different, and therefore we didn't like it. Some people didn't like it. Well, new doesn't always mean that it's bad. I mean, new can be really a good thing, and I have a feeling that that is the wave of the future, and we're going to see more and more of it.
To be continued on this one. Yeah, we'll get more info for you.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Get out on the highway. All right, here we go. Southeast Southwest Freeway. Sigh of relief as far as the crash being cleared. DDOT's giving me the thumbs up. I'll go westbound freeway right as you approach the outbound 14th Street Bridge. No longer have the two lanes blocked. However, it was there for quite a while. So damage is done as far as the huge backups each direction. DC 295. If you're leaving, say, over near the Wilson Bridge, your delays northbound begin at the Beltway and southbound as you come out of Riverdale and Cheverly. So expect that to take extra time. Also put the extra pressure on the Suitland Parkway just to try to merge onto 295. And then over the Douglas Bridge is an alternate as well. Now for 395, it was the rubbernecking. Have a lot of delays coming out of Virginia across the 14th Street Bridge. Better news on the Virginia Beltway in Annandale. The crash interloop near 236 safely over to the right shoulder. There was a lot going on, but they were able to get all the cars over out of the travel lanes. On the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring slow, and also outer loop into New Carrollton below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, 100% chance of rain today and quite breezy. A high of 66 tonight, down around 60. Doesn't get very cool tonight. We'll have more thunderstorms developing after midnight. Tomorrow, thunderstorms in the morning. Then maybe clearing a bit as the day progresses. But a high tomorrow, you ready? 73 degrees. Thursday in the upper 50s. Friday in the low 50s. Saturday looks like a nice day, but it's going to be sort of coolish. Sunny temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. All right, bring you up to date on the recount news because, you know, Jill Stein of the Green Party, she wants a recount. And then the Democrats, you know, they said, well, we don't really, you know, we're not too sure everybody will be involved in this, but we'll just send some lawyers by to observe it. Really wasn't clear what the whole strategy was for the Democrats, except that I suspected what they wanted to do was drag this thing out. Well, this effort doesn't seem to be going anywhere very fast because Jill Stein and the smart as a whip attorneys over at the Green Party missed a very key deadline, completely missed the deadline to file for a voter-initiated recount in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, there is no way you could have any outcome that would overturn the election unless you were able to find 70,000 votes in Pennsylvania, and that didn't seem likely to begin with, but it certainly is not going to be likely if you can't file for the recount because you missed the deadline.
Right.
So, I mean, this is sound and fury, signifying not much, doesn't seem to be going anywhere very soon. Jill Stein has filed a lawsuit trying to force the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to recount, even though they say you've missed the deadline. Doesn't seem like that's very likely.
Why? Why do you say that?
Well, I
don't think they can find a federal judge who was appointed by Bill Clinton or Barack Obama to say, oh, you know what? Every vote should be counted. And the franchise of the disenfranchised in Pennsylvania takes precedent over some artificial deadline that these politicians have put up. I agree with you. Every vote must be counted. Well, I'm looking forward to my appointment to the Supreme Court by President-elect Hillary
Clinton. Given that those sharp attorneys for the Green Party missed the deadline, I'm not sure they'll be able to make that kind of cogent argument.
Yeah, well, when you've got $7 million that you've raised to fight this effort, you'd be surprised.
That's a fair point. The stories that I've read from people who've delved into this thing deeply suggest that it's a very difficult thing to get a recount. count in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But we'll watch it. They'll continue to make some noise over there. There will be a recount in Wisconsin, although Wisconsin said, we're going to do this electronically. We're not going to count by hand. Jill Stein says, no, 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 I want you to count by hand because they want to drag this thing out as long as they possibly can. And they've said, no, we're not going to do that. So she's filed a lawsuit there, too, trying to get them to file by hand. But the end result of this is I don't see a scenario where they are victorious and doing anything that changes the outcome of the election. So what is it really all about? It's all about generating a little publicity, a little money for the Green Party, and dragging the thing out and making it as painful as possible for the American people.
Well, and the Democrats are obviously dismayed that the riots in the streets have subsided and people aren't taking their torches and pitchforks against Trump buildings everywhere at the idea that Donald Trump won the election. By the way, thanks, Hillary Clinton, for mending our nation in such a way.
Lovely.
Stronger together, indeed, by the way. There's some more aspects of this that we need to discuss, just so you understand exactly what their motives are. And you keep saying the Green Party, the Green Party. Hillary Clinton's lawyers are part of this.
That's right.
Okay. So let's not leave her out, all right?
Oh, no, she didn't get a pass.
And when they say they want a hand count in Wisconsin, why is that significant? Wisconsin says, sure, we'll do a recount. We'll put everything through the electric scanners again, and we'll make sure that nothing malfunctioned. The reason they want a hand recount, what do you do with a hand recount? Well, you examine every ballot. Mm-hmm. And if and you also examine all of the ballots that the computers and scanners had rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that? Well, because you can look at it and say, well, the scanner rejected this, but it's clear looking at it that this person meant to vote for Hillary Clinton.
It becomes then a
so
subject,
count this one.
Yeah, it becomes a matter of interpretation.
That's right. Mm. And that's what they want to do, because that's where you can start flipping votes, not just counting votes, or more importantly, not counting the votes that shouldn't be counted because the person wasn't smart enough to figure out how to fill in a little circle on a ballot.
But it's not going to happen because you've got to find 30,000 votes, and that's just in Wisconsin. 10,000 votes in Michigan. 70,000 votes in Pennsylvania.
We just want every vote counted, Brian. Mm. We don't want to disenfranchise anyone, and that's why we'll find a judge that overturns that artificial deadline in Pennsylvania. And one other note about this, Michigan has finally certified their results as of yesterday.
Right.
Donald Trump is the winner, and it is certified so they can send their electoral voters, but we'll find a judge to overturn that as well. That's what we do.
It's 722.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right. You know, even though it's going to be in the 70s this week, that's insane.
Yeah, baby.
But you know that winter's on its way. I mean, we've already had a blast or two of cold air, and old drafty windows can make your home uncomfortable. They can drive up your heating bills. You want to keep winter out. And if you keep winter out, by the way, you keep money in your pocket. That's the way you want to do this. What you need is Thompson Creek Window Company, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, they build, they install, they cut out the middleman, they save you money. And if you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window, no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Now, each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate, and will put an end to those drafty windows and the high heating bills that come with winter. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK right now. This is the time to take action before the really, really cold weather gets here. Mention WMAL, you receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Of course, third-party financing is subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Keep the cold out, keep the savings and the money in your pocket. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That number again, 855-57-CREEK.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives.
Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 heading southbound. Just the heavy volume and a lot of it I'm tracking from Urbana most of the way onto the 270 spur. Seeing very little break. On the top side through College Park, Silver Spring, slow. Outer loop into New Carrollton below speed to the Wilson Bridge. Here we go. We're back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. Accident reported on the George Washington Parkway northbound right before you get up to the Capitol Beltway. I'm definitely seeing those delays intensifying. Southbound before you get to 123 and down toward the Key Bridge. It's been a tough trip getting to the outbound 14th Street Bridge trying to leave the district, but the crash westbound freeway finally cleared. It's taken a while. We have big delays. Now what's stopping us? DC 295 southbound just past East Capitol Street before you get to Pennsylvania Avenue. New crash reported. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Now providing in-depth health and medical information on to the go and insight from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. You can learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp weather around. Clouds already in, mild this morning with a few showers. And as we go through the day, we may get some rain, especially as we go through midday into the afternoon. And maybe even a thunderstorm, a mild, breezy 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 727.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Well, it's time for the 2016 WMAL Radiothon benefiting the Fisher House Foundation and the good work that they do for the families of our wounded warriors. It's going to be this Friday, this coming Friday. We'll start right here during this program at 5 o'clock. It'll run throughout the day. And then on Saturday, it will continue all day on Saturday, but a special emphasis from 4 to 7 p.m. I will be there along with Larry O'Connor and Chris Plant at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. Down there on the Food Pavilion Court level, we'll be doing a live radio broadcast remote as you can come by and make your donation to the Fisher House.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, and we love doing this every year. It's to me, I don't know about you, Brian, but a lot of people say, well, it's Thanksgiving, so that means it's the official beginning of the holiday season. For me, the holiday season, for the last several years at least, the holiday season doesn't begin until we do our Fisher House Radiothon. Right. It's the perfect way to put the holidays in perspective, and, you know, I know today is National Giving Day, I think, is what they call it. Or it's, you know, today is a traditional day to give to charities and everything. And that's a wonderful thing. Hopefully, you have some money that you can give to the Fisher House Foundation and make that your charity of choice, because there's none better.
And we've been very blessed by our, the listeners to this radio station, who over the years have given $4.5 million. But we're going to continue to grow that number.
You betcha.
Starting this Friday. It is now 7:28.
Need a gift idea that really says I love you? Then I have the perfect gift idea for you. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I'm talking about the Virtual Physical Gift Certificate, the gift of health and life. I've had mine. A virtual physical is a body scan that can detect microscopic amounts of plaque in the heart and arteries that lead to heart attacks or strokes, small tumors, and various cancers in the body long before they ever exhibit symptoms, giving you a far better chance of successful and less invasive treatment. Call call 301-984-9009 and give the gift of life and health this Christmas. You can even use your Flex spending dollars to purchase the virtual physical gift certificate. Get the real gift of life and health by calling 301-984-9009. The end of the year is approaching, so use those Flex spending dollars before you lose them. And make sure you ask about their specials and the amazing virtual colonoscopy. Call 301-984-9009 online at virtualphysical.com.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be joined by the one, the only Fox superstar now. That's what he is. He's a superstar.
I bet you he is.
Tucker Carlson will join us. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. This morning, investigators are studying the Facebook posts of Abdul Razak Ali Artan, the Somali immigrant who carried out a mass stabbing attack on the campus of Ohio State University yesterday.
Just before he launched this attack, officials tell us that he posted on his Facebook page and went on an anti-American rant and aired grievances about Muslims being attacked all over the world. In this post, he says, America, stop interfering with other countries.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. Artan was shot and killed by a campus police officer after he wounded several people with a knife. Colombian authorities say only five people survived the crash overnight of a chartered jetliner with 81 people aboard. One of those five now has apparently died since the accident. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says we can expect some big developments today as Donald Trump assembles a cabinet. One expected announcement is Mr. Trump's choice to head the Department of Health and Human Services.
Georgia Representative Tom Price, an orthopedic surgeon, has long been a critic of Obamacare.
As a physician, I can tell you that it doesn't work for patients, it doesn't work for docs, it doesn't work for employers either.
It's the replacement part that will be tricky for Price, Mr. Trump's choice to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. The president-elect and many Republicans believe insurers should not be allowed to deny coverage over pre-existing conditions and allowing children to be covered by their parents up to age 26. Price has proposed tax breaks for buying coverage, but taking away individual and business mandates. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Donald Trump is also scheduled to have dinner this evening with Mitt Romney, a leading contender to be Secretary of State. The D.C. Council is expected to take a preliminary vote next week on what could be the most generous paid leave program in the country. And some people who live in Southeast D.C. near the site of the new D.C. United Soccer Stadium want city officials to halt construction temporarily until the health concerns of nearby residents can be addressed. Buzzard Point was once the site of a concrete mixing facility and a metal crushing facility. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,098, the Nasdaq at 53.69. Sports: Green Bay snaps a four-game losing streak with a Monday night win over the Eagles. Bradley Beal makes a career-high 7 3-pointers as the Wizards beat the Kings. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, WMAL listeners, who's excited about the holidays coming up? Yeah, us too. Listen, with all the extra family that's going to be coming by, now's the perfect time to get rid of the extra car, van, or boat that's taking up space in your driveway or garage. Spread the holiday cheer and get some good karma in return by donating that vehicle to Cars for Kids. Donating is quick and easy, and you'll get an end-of-year tax deduction that can help you save money on your taxes, plus a vacation voucher. So hurry up. There's only a couple of weeks left to get that 2016 tax deduction. All you need to do is call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. They'll schedule a free pickup right away, and you can have your space back. Cars for Kids handles all the paperwork and all the headache. It's that easy. So call today to donate and learn how you can make a difference in the life of a child by volunteering in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Tuesday. Kind of a nothing day, right? Just celebrating a roulette win with a locally crafted brew, then taking in a breathtaking art collection before visiting Chef Marcus Samuelson's amazing new restaurant, and maybe seeing a comedian so good you'll be quoting jokes the next day to total strangers in the elevator? Yep, that's Tuesday for you.
At MGM National Harbor, even Tuesdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Clarksburg. The crash is on 270 southbound. As you come up toward 121, stay to the right to get by. It's essentially in the delays that begin from Urbana and take you on to the 270 spur. It's been a long haul this morning. Now, let's go Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Starting to see some movement, but you still need extra time if you're heading over toward BWI. Northbound, Baltimore, Washington Parkway at Route 100. They were able to move that crash to the shoulder. It looks like they may have a lane blocked again as they move a tow truck in there. Very slow is Route 100 to get over to the BW Parkway. George Washington Parkway northbound prior to the Beltway for the crash. So some unusual backups going in the northbound direction. 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge and a continuous slowdown. And on the westbound freeway at the 14th Street Bridge, finally crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp weather around. Clouds already in. Mild this morning with a few showers. And as we go through the day, we may get some rain, especially as we go through midday into the afternoon. And maybe even a thunderstorm. A mild, breezy 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 46 in Leesburg, 52 in Silver Spring, 52 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 737. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Well, because you're smart and you like to get your day started the right way, we cover it all here. And coming up at 835, Larry Kudlow of CNBC will get his take on the transition politics going on with the Trump team. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him, Tucker Carlson, the star of his own new show there on the Fox Network. And it's, by the way, just doing gangbusters. First of all, Tucker, let me say that Larry and I both, we've been talking about this for a while. So happy for your success. Never a more deserving guy than you to get an opportunity like this. And you're just knocking it out of the park. I especially have loved the interviews with these special little snowflakes who've been out on the streets protesting, and they come on your show to explain what it is they're protesting, and they really can't explain what they're protesting, and the look on your face as they try to explain this stuff is just priceless. It's just must-see TV.
Well, thank you, guys. Yeah, I like letting them talk, because
it's interesting.
Yes.
I mean, I always read these news stories, and I'm thinking, well, who is this guy? And it turns out, they're not that hard to book. And so, yeah, I think it's fun to talk to people who are actually involved in the story.
Tucker, it's a great point. Oftentimes, we'll get feedback from some of our listeners. Why didn't you just go after that guy? Why didn't you attack him? It's like, you got to let him talk. In fact, you did this last night with a professor defending Fidel Castro. Listen to a little bit of this.
Who defend this guy? I've never met anybody who fled from Cuba who would defend him.
Because, the ones who have fled for a number of reasons, sometimes for personal reasons, they left their wives behind. They want to start a new life. Would a new wife forget about the old family? You don't hear about that in the media there. And nationalism, the Cuban nationalism,
very sensitive people. So you're saying that people who fled Castro were abandoning their families?
Some of them want to begin a new life there. Some of them were. So there's not this huge system of political oppression that is
amazing. So Tucker, exposing what their true belief system is really is so effective. And is this a conscious choice that you have made? Is this going to be something that we see on a regular basis on your program?
Well, yeah. I mean, I love doing that, and I believe in letting people talk. I mean, I want to hear. I mean, I'm kind of liberal that way. I actually believe in the free exchange of ideas, and I want to hear what people think. And I think, a lot of it is self-discrediting. That was infuriating. And Mercedes Schlapp, who's a wonderful person, was sitting on the set right next to me. She'd just done the segment before, and she started twisting in her seat when the guy said that. I didn't realize that her father had done 6 years in Castro's prisons.
Yeah,
all his friends were executed. He was—I did not know that. And boy, I mean, watching the expression on her face when the guy said that refugees from Cuba are leaving because they are abandoning their families because they're just having an affair. How offensive is that? It was outrageous, actually.
We had Mercedes on yesterday. You're right. It's a compelling story. I want to ask you about the transition, because we're watching the transition here, and there seems to be a lot of conversation about who's going to be our next Secretary of State. David Petraeus apparently had a very good meeting with Donald Trump yesterday. We hear that Mitt Romney's coming back for round number two, which is going to extend into a dinner meeting. How do you read the tea leaves, and why is there so much interest in this particular appointment?
I don't really know what to make of all this. I mean, my instinct is that we maybe overrate the importance of the Secretary of State, actually, and that he is an emissary from the president and typically reflects the president's policies, foreign policies. And, there's less freelancing in that job than in others. Probably the Secretary of the Interior kind of is free to do more what he wants than the Secretary of State is. That said, it's an amazing kabuki that we're watching.
Yeah, it is.
Kellyanne Conway's comments the other day, which I loved because I just love to hear people say what they really think.
Yeah.
Whether I agree with him. There's no precedent for that. I mean, something like that has never happened. I do think there is a lot of pressure from Trump voters not to pick Romney. There's something about Romney that upsets a lot of people who supported Trump. People may have supported Trump simply because he wasn't Romney.
About Kellyanne's comments, I mean, half the stories you read saying that she's in real trouble with Donald Trump, and half of the stories you read say, no, that's the kind of free expression that they expect in this campaign.
I mean, I would assume he would be upset because her comments, make his life more complicated. On the other hand, there's no point to the Donald Trump phenomenon if we can't all say what we really think.
Right.
I mean, to some extent, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like that was kind of the whole message of it.
That's a great point. For Trump to say, how dare you speak your true feelings without some sort of censor or filter.
Exactly. I mean, that was the beauty of Trump, that we were throwing off the yoke of political correctness.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we could be honest and, damn the consequences. Let's just be real for a minute. I guess she took it to heart.
This is Tucker Carlson, of course, the host of the new Fox News Channel show, Tucker Carlson Tonight. And Brian brings up something that I would love to spin on for some of your media analysis, because I love your segments on journalism and the media. And Brian makes a great point. We've got two stories, parallel stories in respected news organizations, whatever that means these days. One of them says Trump is furious at Kellyanne Conway. The other one says Trump is not furious at Kellyanne Conway. Both of them come from sources inside the campaign. So I, as a news consumer, what am I to make of that? Because one of those stories is false. So I'd love for you to sort of break apart how the media is reporting on this story, this Trump transition story, and whether they owe it to us to sort of say, okay, our sources are telling us this. And by the way, here's why a source might want to lie about something like that.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, you know, you are captive to your sources, as you know. I mean, just that's the nature of journalism. Your stories end up reflecting what you're told by people who have agendas that you can't fully know.
Right. The leaker has an agenda here. Right.
Well, of course, they always do. I just think the main takeaway from the election of 2016 for the media is humility. And we know less than we think we do. Our predictive powers are less impressive than we imagined they were. And we should kind of proceed with that in mind always. Like, we don't really actually know what's going on over there. We don't really know what's going on anywhere. We have some indications that we get from various people, but to pretend that we have a handle on anything is just a lie. And I think you get a lot from being honest about stuff like that. You know, like, here's what it looks like rather than, you know, here's what's happening. The voice of God thing doesn't work anymore because we've been exposed as totally wrong too many times.
Well, this is why Tucker Carlson Tonight is a great show to listen to, and I highly recommend it to you. Tucker, congratulations again, and we hope you won't be a stranger.
Best segment we did, the Larry O'Connor segment. Look it up. It was fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's right. You were a guest the other night.
I was honored to be so. Thank you, Tucker. Right. Very sweet.
744 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Boy, you are smart. Man, the rental market is red hot right now. If you're considering this, you know all of the great reasons to rent out your house. It gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. You know that. You know that renting property can deliver steady cash flow for you and your family. You get that. You know that it's going to give you long-term equity, great tax breaks. That's why they call it rent estate. You know all that. Probably the unknown is, well, what kind of hassle is this going to be? How am I going to actually act as a landlord? Will I be able to do all of the things that I've got to do, all the legal things? So here's something that you need to know as well. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company. Renters Warehouse helps everyday homeowners just like you lease and manage their homes. Renters Warehouse, for just $80 a month, will price your property, find you the great tenants that you're looking for, collect your rent, deal with all of the maintenance calls. They're the ones to call right now. Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. They'll give you a free home rental price analysis, 202-625-4370, or online at renterswarehouse.com.
It is now 7:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, as you're leaving Tyson's, keep alert. We have a crash up ahead. Inner loop going northbound just past the toll road. It's going to be along the right side. Looks like fire truck ambulance have arrived to the scene. This is on your way to the American Legion Bridge. Now with this crash, extra volume of pressure eastbound, inbound on the Dulles Toll Road to try to merge onto the Beltway, and then you have to get past the accident activity. On the George Washington Parkway, northbound prior to the Beltway, they're still trying to clear the crash. Southbound, I've just had the volume all morning, but intense before you get to 123 and heading down toward the bridges. As a result, a lot of bailout commuters on 123 onto the Chain Bridge and Chain Bridge Road, so that picks up a lot of extra volume, so you're not going to be alone there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound, the crash at Route 100, that was moved to the shoulder, 270 in Clarksburg South near 121 for the accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have some showers around, damp pavement this morning, and might make some puddles second half of the day. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 66, a south breeze, 15 to 25 miles an hour. 60 degrees tonight, showers and thunder showers becoming likely again after midnight after a break early. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow, still a chance of showers in the afternoon, breezy and mild, up to 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 747 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Can I tell you, can we take a moment just to...
We can always take a moment for anything you want to talk about.
We could continue to hammer the media a little bit here. I love Tucker Carlson's attacks on the media on his new show, and it's because I love attacking the media. And here's one of my favorites recently, Washington Post, yesterday afternoon, the headline, Cubans line up to bid farewell to Fidel Castro. And on television, Andrea Mitchell, down there reporting from Havana, speaking to the mourners who are grief-stricken over the loss of Fidel Castro.
In these days of mourning are the true believers, young and old.
Fidel was is very, 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 very important person for the world.
I think that this is a terrible day for the Cubans and for all the people who want a better world.
He led our revolution, our country, our people to the freedom. So
you get the idea. Andrea Mitchell could only find people on the streets that had two things in common. First of all, they were grief-stricken over the loss of Fidel Castro and were mourning out of true loss.
Yeah.
And secondly, they could all speak English.
Amazing.
Now, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe there was a handler there for the government?
I will guarantee you there was a handler there.
And one other thing that many of these reports are leaving out that I need to tell you about. Again, the headline at the Washington Post, Cubans line up to bid farewell to Fidel Castro. It's a mandatory mourning period. It is the law handed down by the Castro dictatorship in Cuba that you must mourn Fidel Castro. They're lining up because they'd be in violation of the law if they didn't line up.
Oh, there'd be big trouble if you don't show up.
To mourn, you better look sad. And you better say some grief-stricken
phrases. You better say the right things. That's right.
That's what's going on down there. They have banned music in Cuba during this mandatory mourning period.
No music.
They have banned alcohol, so you can't drown your sorrows. Or pop the champagne and celebrate.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You cannot be... I'm not kidding. This is the law in Havana right now during this mandatory mourning period. For 9 days, you cannot show public displays of happiness.
No kidding.
I am not joking.
You're not making that.
That is the law. But are you hearing that? When Andrea Mitchell goes down there and rents her own clothing as she sits Shiva for Fidel Castro, do you hear her talk about that aspect of it? Not so much.
Yeah, listen, don't take everything that you see out of there with a grain of salt, because everything is managed for them. They don't get the go and do independent reporting. Yeah, it's all just a big dog and pony show put on by the Cuban government.
If there were any actual healthy dogs and ponies down there, but they're all sick and starving as well.
7:50.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79, and with that you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people
people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's time to see how your money is doing. Stephanie Shelton is standing by at the news desk at CNBC.
Well, good morning again, guys, and futures are continuing to point to a higher open on Wall Street. And crude oil prices, well, they remain lower, now down about 1.5% on dashed hopes of an OPEC production ceiling coming out of the cartel's meeting tomorrow. TiVo is signing a new licensing agreement with Netflix, so you'll still be able to use Netflix through your TiVo set-top box if you have one. All the numbers haven't been crunched yet for Cyber Monday, but Adobe Digital estimating online sales were up more than 10% from last year to nearly $3.5 billion. And if you haven't yet seen the hip-hop musical Hamilton on Broadway, well, you may want to ask the genie in the bottle for one of your wishes. Top ticket prices are now nearly $1,000, and the average paid for a seat last week was $303. Beyoncé making some extra holiday money from her brand, Christmas-themed sweatshirts and wrapping paper with the star's face on it among the offerings. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Daniel's one of over 40 million Americans with high monthly payments for his student loan debt. Daniel decided to do something about it.
See, I have a good steady job, so I started looking into the possibility of refinancing my student loans.
That's when he heard about LendKey, the simple, straightforward online way to refinance your student loans and potentially save thousands of dollars.
I just went to radio.lendkey.com and I answered a few questions and reviewed my low estimated rates in a matter of seconds, all without impacting my credit score.
Daniel was also impressed with how quickly and smoothly everything went.
In a matter of days, I consolidated three of my loans into one and reduced some of my interest rates by more than 60%.
LendKey clients save over $15,000 on average by refinancing their student loans. See how much you can save by texting SAVE to 41411. That's SAVE to 41411 or visit radio.lendkey.com. All rates and terms available from participating lenders to eligible creditworthy borrowers are subject to change without notice. Visit radio.lendkey.com for important additional terms and conditions. This advertisement included an actor portrayal of an actual customer testimonial. Message and data rates may.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it's been a tough go getting through town. The initial crash was westbound on the freeway before the 14th Street Bridge. Everyone trying to get through town and on the freeway 295 and heading out toward the 14th Street Bridge impacted now, even though that the crash is gone. Had the second crash opposite direction coming out of Virginia near the 3rd Street Tunnel on the eastbound side of the freeway. That too is cleared, but delays back at the Beltway for a 395 trek. We'll call it a trek this morning. Inner loop as you pass the toll road. That crash now confined to the shoulders. I'm glad they got that right lane back open. In Clarksburg, the crash had been southbound 270 near 121 left lane. Looks like it took to the shoulder. Update is now brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp weather around. Clouds already in mild this morning with a few showers. And as we go through the day, we may get some rain, especially as we go through midday into the afternoon. And maybe even a thunderstorm. A mild, breezy 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 7:57.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, so holiday travel is just around the corner. You're going to be gone a lot, you know. And by the way, why, even while you're here, you're going to have all those expensive gifts under the tree. Is your stuff going to be okay both during the Christmas holidays and then when you travel? Well, you need to get a hold of the folks at Ackerman. They can help you out with all that. They can provide certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. So stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and start start saving immediately. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. They make it very easy to switch. You can even leave your existing equipment in place, and you'll get the peace of mind that comes with the Ackerman monitoring at that $19.95 a month price. Ackerman, well, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. Technology, they've got the bells and whistles. You'll be able to see what's going on in your home just by looking at your smartphone or your tablet or your computer. That's just a few dollars more. Switch to Ackerman today. Mention WMAL, and you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free, but you got to make the call before the end of the month, which is tomorrow. Call now, switch and save, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.